Hello, I am Brother Chris, and welcome to One Living Word, where we examine and share spiritual lessons on one or more verses from one chapter of the Bible. Today, we're looking at the topic, Do Not Be Afraid. This is based on our reading of Jeremiah chapter 46, verse 27 and 28. Let us hear what the word of the Lord has to say in this passage of Scripture. Fear thou not, O Jacob, my servant, saith the Lord, for I am with thee. For I will make a full end of all the nations whither I have driven thee. But I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure. Yet will I not leave thee wholly unpunished. But fear not thou, O my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Jerusalem. For behold, I will save thee from afar off, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. What a powerful reminder from the Lord that once we dwell in the secret place of the Most High and allow the Holy Spirit to cover us under his wings, we have nothing to fear. There are many of us whose heart is filled with fear right now. Some of us are afraid of the people who live in the neighboring communities because of the gang violence that is currently going on around us. Some of us are afraid of the man who occupies the house with us because he's an abusive alcoholic. Some of us are afraid of our employers because of their constant threat to fire us. And if that occurs, we are not sure whether or not we are going to find another job. Some of us are afraid because we do not know if God is going to heal us from this terminal disease that is eaten away at the cells in our bodies. Some of us are afraid because we are not sure if we are going to be deported and sent back home to a country where we know no one. Today, the Lord wants to remind all of us who are feeling afraid to fear not. The same words that the Lord told the children of Israel in Jeremiah chapter 27, verse 26 and 27. These are the same words that he's saying to all of us who feel afraid today. This is what Jesus said. Fear thou not, O Jacob, my servant, saith the Lord, for I am with thee, for I will make a full end of all the nations whither I have driven thee. But I will not make a full end of thee, but correct thee in measure. Yet will I not leave thee wholly unpunished. But fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, and be not afraid, O Israel. For behold, I will save thee from afar off, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and be in rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Do you see why God is telling us that we should not be afraid? God said, I am with thee. Through the presence of the Holy Spirit, God dwells with us. We serve an awesome God. God will never leave us nor forsake us. And even if God chooses not to leave us wholly unpunished, he promised us that he will never leave us. Once we have Christ in the vessel of our heart, we can smile at the storm. Once we allow the Holy Spirit to take full control of every single area of our lives, then fear will be removed and it will be replaced with joy and happiness. As the songwriter said, happiness is to know the Savior. We can take God at his words because he promises that he will be with us, and his promises are sure. They are new every single morning. Because God's promises and are sure and his faithfulness is great towards us. Let us look at what Matthew Henry has to say in his commentary on this passage of scripture. 1. Let the wicked of the earth tremble. They have cause for it, but fear not thou. O my servant Jacob, and be not dismayed, O Israel. And again, fear thou not, O Jacob. God would not have his people to be affected. 2. The wicked of the earth shall be put away like dross, not be looked after anymore. But God's people, in order to their being saved, shall be found out and gathered through. They, though they be far off, shall he redeem, though he be held fast in captivity, and shall return. 3. The wicked is like the troubled sea when it cannot rest. They flee when none pursues. But Jacob, being at home in God, shall be at rest and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. For what time he is afraid, he has a God to trust. 4. The wicked God beholds afar off. But whenever thou art, or wherever thou art, O Jacob, I am with thee, a very present help. 5. A full end shall be made of the nations that oppress God's people, as Egypt and Babylon. But mercy shall be kept in store for the Israel of God. They shall be corrected, but none cast off. The correction shall be in measure, in respect of degree and continuance. Nations have their periods. The Jewish nation itself has come to an end as a nation. But the gospel, church, God's spiritual Israel, shall continue and will to the end of time, in that this promise is to have its full accomplishment, that though God corrected it, he will never make a full end of it. End of quote. I pray that every single one of us will understand how God cares for us. I pray that every moment of every day, we will surrender every area of our lives and our heart and our soul and our mind to the total control of the Holy Spirit, so that he can remove all fear from our hearts. If we allow fear to take a grip of our soul, we will rob ourselves of the blessings of joy and happiness that God will give to us, even in the midst of the storm. Let us continue to allow God to do his work in removing fear from our heart. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for your blessing and your mercy, and the reminder that you are with us all the time. And because your presence is there and you are there through the power of the Holy Spirit, we have nothing to fear. Lord, remove any fear from our souls today and help us to trust in you, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, O Lord. Amen. Have a blessed and Holy Spirit-filled day.